Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Steel Curtain Network.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans, this is Steel Curtain Network editor Dave Schofield back again. Another breaking news podcast because the Steelers have now made their third selection of the 2024 NFL Draft. And it's offense again. It's been all offense so far. In the third round with pick 84, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Michigan wide receiver Roman Wilson. It's wide receiver Roman Wilson. I'm not surprised at this pick. I know some people thought, oh, wow. The linebacker from NC State's there. You know, the Steelers seem some interest there. Steelers did seem to have some interest here. This is one of those picks where it was, the Steelers at the Senior Bowl, there was the report of Mike Tomlin wanting to see Quinyon Mitchell and Roman Wilson going against each other and set that up because he wanted to see how they did. I guess Roman Wilson won because the Steelers drafted him and they passed on Quinyon Mitchell when they had a chance to get him. First round versus third round, it's a whole different thing. But anyway, this is who the Steelers selected. What I find interesting is things are kind of split a little bit because in the second round pick, when the Steelers took Zach Frazier on our live stream, Shannon White was there as a West Virginia Mountaineers fan, just dying for them to take Zach Frazier, and they did. He was ecstatic. I was ecstatic. It was a whole lot of fun. We had Michigan fan Andrew Wilbar on for the live stream. He was there for the third round pick for this one. This was not what he really wanted. Said they didn't necessarily utilize him very well. We'll see. Let's do a breakdown here. Let me tell you a little bit about Roman Wilson as a wide receiver. Start off with some stuff from the Draft Network. Height, 5'11", 185 pounds. That means the only wide receiver that he's taller than on the roster right now would be Calvin Austin III. All right. His arm length was 30 3/8 inches, and his hand size, 9 3/8 inches. When it comes to the Draft Network, they have the strengths of field stretching speed, toughness, leadership, and strong, reliable hands. Okay, reliable hands. That's nice for the Steelers to get back there. And concerns, they have yards after the catch, elusiveness, and limited route tree. What's so interesting was Andrew Wilbar is the Michigan fan and really does a fantastic job breaking down so many of these prospects, doing the big board, doing the full mock drafts and everything. He said he was a good yak guy, from what I remember Andrew just saying a few minutes ago. So it's conflicting stuff, but that's what happens when you get to the third round. You get to the third round, that's when teams are taking guys that they really like. On the Draft Network, other things they said is that Wilson brings open field speed to an offense. He's alignment flexible, taking snaps in the slot and outside at the Z position. They project him to be more of a slot guy. They said his projection was a day two winning starter. If I go over to Pro Football Network, where they have so many things listed, it's tough to always break it down. They have some of his stuff, you know, turbocharged athlete with rare, raw explosiveness, speed, and which is good. Hyper elite explosiveness, another one they said. Long strider. Can destroy zone defender leverage. Let's see, what else? Some of the other things that they said here. Flashes exceptional ball tracking ability on deep passes. I keep looking like, they say toughness. The thing is he going to come down and lay some blocks? I don't know if that's who he is or not. And say, able to catch passes away from his frame and maintain possession amid contact. That's another strength. some of the weaknesses they say he has a relatively lean frame. Let's see what else they have here. Occasionally bobbles catch attempts, but then pulls them in, but maybe not clean. NFL, that guys are going to get hands in there. Zone instincts and spatial awareness are inconsistent over the middle. All right, well, Russ Wilson doesn't throw the ball over the middle very much, so that might not be there. Here's one that I think I got to at least bring up, has struggled to stay healthy, and durability is a concern with his frame. But they projected him to be an early day three prospect. This is late day three that we're talking about now. So based on this, the Steelers hopefully got some good value there. They have him listed here at 6 feet, 192 pounds, compared to the 5'11", 185 pounds that I said from the Draft Network. So I don't know if they have it listed. They had it in a paragraph. I'm seeing if they have the measurables here. It's at another spot. Yeah, that's what they have. They have 6 feet, 192. So I don't know which one was actually at the combine, which one was his measurements, or there was a pro day measurement in there. I don't know. Bottom line is, he is a Pittsburgh Steeler. That's who the Steelers went with. It appears that that's who they liked. So you got a guy, you like him. Wide receiver was definitely a need. I covered that this past week on, actually 2 weeks ago, on Steelers Stat Geek about stats where the Steelers haven't replaced what they've lost. Was wide receiver was one of them. So there you go. Steelers taking a day three wide receiver. Let's see how it works out. It's worked out with them in the past at times. So, hey, I'm just happy to see that the Pittsburgh Steelers got another guy that makes sense for them. So welcome to the Pittsburgh Steelers, Roman Wilson. Whew, I will be back shortly with another pick. The Steelers will be on the clock again before you know it. It's pick 98, unless they decide to move. So make sure you catch this one, and we'll be back with another one real quick. As I always say to close these out, go Steelers.
Steel Curtain Network. Get it.